Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Copy your text to 51551 about no spend days. Susan says, I've lots of no spend days, about 4 days a week. Santos is trying to teach her granny how to suck eggs. It's called being organised and changing to a new habit, and it's easy when one makes the effort. Happy no spending, says Susan, who seems to have it all sorted out. Another person says, the no spend days are a good idea, but the best way to consistently not spend too much is to use cash instead of card. The stats show we spend around 20% less overall if we use more cash. That comes from Noel, and that is the problem, isn't it? Tapping. Like it's hardly real money, or that's what it feels like, and then you get pulled into that trap. Anyway, keep your text coming on 51551. Interested to hear what you think of this next topic as well, because cannabis needs to be treated as an urgent public health issue. That's according to a fresh appeal from a group of doctors calling for a comprehensive public health campaign to tackle the rise of cannabis addiction. Consultants say that this is currently an ignored crisis and want to raise their concerns ahead of the Citizens Assembly on Drug Use, where we're joined now in studio by consultant psychiatrist Professor Matthew Sadlier. And thank you for coming in to us, Matthew.
No problem.
You wrote this letter along with a number of other doctors urging for a public health campaign to be rolled out to tackle cannabis. And you write that, and I'll quote, as doctors were growing tired of seeing young lives and the lives of their families being derailed by the use of this drug. Can you tell us perhaps firstly what exactly it is that you're seeing?
Well, what we're seeing on a daily basis coming in through the emergency departments of the hospitals and into psychiatric services are people whose lives are being affected by the addictive properties of cannabis by, you know, falling into a life of addiction. There is 22,000 people in Ireland at the moment who have cannabis dependency. We are also seeing people being admitted to psychiatric units because of the long-term effects of cannabis use, as well as the short-term effects of cannabis use, which can induce a difficulty with cognition, decision-making, mood disorders, anxiety disorders, and ultimately, worryingly, long-term psychosis. So these are the problems that we see on a daily basis. What we are calling for is a public health message, that this is a public health campaign. And what we are trying to do is fight against the message that seems to be out there that cannabis is somehow safe. It almost feels like being a doctor in the 1960s trying to campaign to say that tobacco smoking may have something to do with lung disease. Ireland has done incredibly well from a public health perspective. We've gone from 65% of the population smoking tobacco on a regular basis to about 17% of the population smoking tobacco now through our tobacco-free Ireland campaigns. What we are calling for is a cannabis-free Ireland campaign equivalent. You know, we spend a lot of money and a lot of time in public health in this country trying to reduce the use of tobacco, as I've said, trying to reduce the use of alcohol. You know, we've minimum unit pricing for alcohol. We have, you know, warning labels. Alcohol can only be sold in certain places. We are saying to the Citizens Assembly that we need to have a very similar public health structure built around cannabis, because it is equally as dangerous, as addictive a drug as the two drugs we've mentioned, and can cause many harms and destroy many lives.
Do you think it is because alcohol and tobacco, those two examples that you've cited, because those are currently legal though dangerous substances to use, that the government then, or authorities, feel that they can run an information campaign about, you know, the dangers of them, whereas to run an information campaign about something that's not meant to be used in the first place would perhaps be in admitting that it is being used? Do you understand me? That,
yeah.
Is there problems there then from a public messaging perspective?
But we can do two things at the same time. Like we have campaigns encouraging people not to speed. We know that everybody who's ever sat behind the wheel of a car at some point in their life has speeded, has driven at an illegal speed, right? Mm. We all know this, but, and we have campaigns against this. We have speeding regulations. We have having to wear a seatbelt in your car when, if you have an accident, that is largely only hurting yourself, but it is the government coming in a public health way and increasing people's safety. And what we are calling for here is that cannabis, we are seeing a huge increase in the presentations of people to hospital cannabis. There's a 150% increase over the last 7 years of admissions to psychiatric hospitals with people who have a primary cannabis related diagnosis. We feel that this message needs to get out there. It needs to inform this debate in the Citizens Assembly about drugs. We need to contradict the message that comes through that cannabis is somehow not a harmful substance. And I suppose that really is the core of why we've written the letter today and the campaign that we are looking to start and that conversation we are looking to start.
Because a lot of the conversation thus far in relation to the upcoming Citizens Assembly is around the legalisation or not, or the criminalisation or not, two different things, but in around the same thing of cannabis and other drugs. Does that then maybe, in your view, take away from the other message, or can you do the same, the two at the same time? Or what is it exactly that you want the Citizens Assembly to focus on that you think it's not doing at the moment?
Well, obviously it hasn't started yet, so it's trying to inform the debate at the start. And you are 100% correct there, that the debate has largely focused on legalisation, decriminalisation, rather than the harms, rather than focusing on things like the strength of cannabis. Like, we know that anything over the 9% higher volume of tetrahydrocannabinol or THC is more dangerous than the ones lower. We've seen an increased rate of the higher potency cannabis on the street. They're the sorts of debates. How is that going to be managed if there's decriminalisation or legalisation? How are we going to protect the supply chain issues? We know that drugs of abuse often come from situations which, you know, could only be described as, you know, humongous human rights abuses, where they're produced in grow houses, where people are working basically as slave labour. Are we only going to allow drugs that are sold that come from places where we can know what the supply chain was? Or are we actually going to allow people to buy drugs that are, you know, empowering drug cartels in other countries around the world? So these are the sort of questions that we feel need to be asked here. But core of this is that the health problem, that these this drug, similar to tobacco, similar to alcohol, like the safe level of tobacco to smoke is zero. The safe level of alcohol to drink is zero. Now, I know most people don't, but that is the safe level. Mm. The safe level of cannabis to smoke is zero. And that tobacco-free Ireland message, we feel that we need to have that cannabis-free Ireland message as well, irrespective of what goes on with legalisation, decriminalisation, you know. And we know that legalisation in other countries like Canada has led to an increased usage of cannabis. And that, I suppose, is our fear. But no matter what happens, we feel that that public health message needs to be the priority.
OK. And just finally then, because I know there are some TDs already in the Dáil who are campaigning for legalisation of cannabis and some other drugs as well. They believe that that's the right way to go. Would you have big concerns about that?
We'd have concerns that legalisation leads to increased uses. But the problem is that between legalisation, decriminalisation, it is a very complex method. I mean, the ultimate thing I say, nobody's going to say that we should allow four-year-olds smoke cannabis. Mm. So there's going to be a level of prohibition at some point in time.
Probably, and the question, similar to alcohol.
And the question is, where is it going to be? But the difference with alcohol is, if you're smoking cannabis in this room and I'm sitting here, I'm going to get intoxicated against my will. Mm. If you're drinking a pint of beer, I'm not going to get drunk. So there's an element as well with cannabis, because it's a volatile substance like tobacco smoke, because it goes into the air, because it also has the same lung health problems that you have with tobacco smoke, that the legislation and the restrictions. So these are the questions we're asking, and to put at the top of the chart that this is a public health problem, and that if we do legalise or decriminalise, the day we do that is the day we form the, you know, Cannabis Free Ireland campaign at the same time.
Very interesting to speak to you, and thank you for joining us. That's consultant psychiatrist Professor Matthew Sadlier. You can let me know what you think to 51551.